From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. The University of Missouri will soon have one fewer interim administrator. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley announced on Tuesday that Marshall Stewart will take over as Vice Chancellor of Extension and Engagement at MU. Stewart is currently at North Carolina State University, where he serves as a special assistant to the dean. Stewart's hire comes during a turbulent time for the UM system, where the president, chancellor, and several other administrators are serving in an interim capacity. But Stewart says there's an excellent foundation at MU for growth.
Every institution, be it in higher education or any other part of the public arena, always has difficult times. And it's not so much that whether you have those or not, it's how you handle them.
Steve Ball, who headed the search committee that chose Stewart, says he was just what the UM system was looking for in a candidate.
Everyone that he encountered spoke positively about their interactions with him. And so I'm excited.
Ball says he looks forward to a new era for the system's extension, starting when Stewart arrives in August. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is pushing a bill she says is aimed at helping World War II veterans exposed to mustard gas. McCaskill announced legislation on Tuesday to require federal agencies to reconsider disability claims denied to those veterans. Cape Girardeau apparently hit the jackpot when it bet on opening a casino. City officials say the Isle Casino Cape Girardeau has brought in $11.5 million in revenue into the Southeast Missouri community since it opened in October of 2012. The Southeast Missourian reports that the money has helped pay for street improvements, retired airport bonds, and built up the city's emergency reserve fund. Mayor Harry Rediger says development of the casino site has eliminated blight and reduced crime, as well as adding 400 to 500 jobs to the city. Under the development agreement, 3% of the revenue is divided between Cape Girardeau County, the City of Jackson, and Scott City. A settlement has been reached in a former Jackson County inmate's lawsuit, accusing county employees of cruel and unusual punishment for shackling her while pregnant and transporting her to another prison on the day she gave birth. The Kansas City Star reports that the American Civil Liberties Union helped Megan Rydell file the federal lawsuit. The ACLU said on Tuesday that the settlement includes $50,000 in damages, as well as written policies regarding the use of restraints for pregnant inmates. Rydell said she was 39 weeks pregnant in 2012 when she was handcuffed, shackled, and driven for more than 3 hours from the Jackson County Detention Center to a state prison in Vandalia. Rydell says she was examined by a doctor when she arrived at the prison and then sent to a nearby hospital, where she delivered a boy that day. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.